This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, February 26th, 2014. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Thomas. Ozarks at Large is supported by the Center for Arkansas and Regional Studies at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville, dedicated to the celebration and documentation of this region's history and culture.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, Roby Brock from Talk Business Arkansas speaks with Senator Jane English about the deal she made to switch her vote for the private option. Plus, we have a report on last night's public input forum that was organized by Ozark Regional Transit.
Also, in the latest installment of our monthly Three People series, we have highlights from a panel discussion on civil rights that took place last week on the University of Arkansas campus. Those stories and more. But first, after legislation to refund Arkansas's private option failed to pass in the State House of Representatives on four different occasions last week, legislative leaders are acknowledging that little progress is being made to keep the program alive. In the House yesterday, the bill to refund the health care program, which provides private insurance to low-income people using federal Medicaid dollars, did not come up for a vote. House Speaker Davy Carter says his chamber is still two votes shy of getting the needed 3-4 supermajority.
The reality of the situation is this, that either A, there have to be a couple of people that that support the measure as is, or B, there has to be somebody has to produce something that goes through budget and unwinds the Senate and gets 3-4 support in this chamber.
Republican State Representative Nate Bell introduced amendments that limit outreach for the private option as a way of garnering support for its funding bill among opponents. But Bell says he's still trying to find new ways to pass the program in this fiscal session.
Negotiations are ongoing with anybody who's willing to talk. But, you know, I think every reasonable person in the state of Arkansas understands that a complete wind down, a complete defund, or an early defund are simply not on the table. I understood that many months ago, and that's why I've taken the route to try to find a reasonable path forward. And unfortunately, several members don't see it that way.
Bell, an opponent of the private option, says he is trying to find a way to pass the program this session because there is not enough support in the legislature to defund the program.
Judge James Moody has been successfully confirmed to serve as U.S. District Court Judge for the Eastern District of Arkansas. According to Talk Business Arkansas, yesterday Moody was confirmed by a 95-4 vote in the U.S. Senate. President Obama originally nominated Moody for the federal judgeship in July. For the past decade, he has served as circuit judge for the 3rd Division of the 6th Judicial District of Arkansas, and he previously served as a partner at Wright, Lindsay, and Jennings in Little Rock. Both Senators John Bozeman and Mark Pryor voted in favor of Moody's appointment to the federal bench.
Some employees of the city of Fayetteville could soon see a bump in pay. Yesterday, the city council discussed raises during its agenda session. Those pay raises would entail a 3.8% pay increase on average for police and fire personnel, a similar merit for other employees, and a one-time service award for employees currently at the top end of their respective pay scales. If approved by the city council, the raises would go into effect in April.
The Cherokee Nation in Stillwell, Oklahoma, will break ground later this week on an expansion that will add 28,000 square feet to the existing Wilma P. Mankiller Health Center in Stillwell. According to Cherokee Nation officials, the project is the fourth of 5 healthcare infrastructure projects in which $100 million of casino profits would be invested.
Gas prices are on the rise in Arkansas. Yesterday, regular unleaded gasoline reached a state average of $3.23 per gallon, up 6 cents since last week. Mike Wright of AAA Auto Club says at this time of year, a price rise is not uncommon.
We've seen crude oil prices ratchet up in recent days, and that's driven up wholesale gasoline prices, and it's not unusual to see prices rise this time of year. In fact, last year at this time, we were paying $3.64 a gallon.
Wright also says that, overall, gas prices are expected to be cheaper this year than in 2013. Prices in Arkansas are still below the national rate of $3.43 per gallon.
The University of Arkansas in Fayetteville has created a new vice provost position designed to provide better support for the campus's faculty. According to the university, Ro DeBrezzo, the vice provost for academic affairs, has been named to fill the new post of vice provost for faculty development and enhancement. The new position will oversee the Teaching and Faculty Support Center, the Teaching Academy, and the Associate Professor Mentorship Program.
Much of rockabilly music got its start in Arkansas, and there is an increasing interest in how this state played a part in popularizing the genre. Arkansas State University's Museum will present the second Rockabilly Boogie Fest Saturday at the ASU Military Services Building in downtown Jonesboro. Dr. Marty Allen, director of the ASU Museum, says Northeast Arkansas was a catalyst for the unique genre of music.
There is a widespread regional movement, I guess you could say, now to restore rockabilly in our in the music mainstream, or at least the music consciousness of our region, because it's been missing for quite a while, even though it's been playing all the time. Many people in this region don't realize how important this is to the roots music heritage of our region and, of course, to the world, because rockabilly didn't just grow up here and stay here and die here. It moved on to Europe and it has been continually a rage in Europe since the early 1970s.
Proceeds from the event will benefit a rockabilly exhibit at the museum. Performers include the Stunning Cunning Band, Charlie Rich, Junior, and Sonny Burgess and the Legendary Pacers.
Clear tonight with lows from 16 in northwest Arkansas to 21 in the Arkansas River Valley. Expect sunny skies tomorrow with a high of 42 and a wind chill as low as 8 in northwest Arkansas and a high near 51 in the Arkansas River Valley. Mostly clear tomorrow night with a low around 26 in northwest Arkansas and a 20% chance of showers and a low around 29 in the Arkansas River Valley.